here's a story from The World.
As the Biden administration struggles to cope with an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, it's announcing a big shift in immigration policy. Asylum cases can now be fast-tracked at the border after an initial screening. Asylum seekers who do not qualify for entry can be swiftly sent away. The policy is known as expedited removal. Randy Capps has been following this. He's the director of research with U.S. programs at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. Explain the basics of expedited removal, Randy, if you would. Who exactly will it apply to?
Expedited removal is another form or procedure that the Border Patrol can use to sometimes bypass the immigration courts. It means that the presumption is that that individual who was arrested by the Border Patrol doesn't go before an immigration judge, but instead can be fast-tracked deported. Expedited removal does, however, still allow someone to claim asylum, and when they do so, then they get an initial interview with a USCIS asylum officer.
So just to be clear, is this forced removal? And if it is, where are these individuals or families sent? Back to their home countries?
It is forced removal only if they don't have a valid asylum claim, and that's a pretty low bar. So most of them will pass that.
Why does the Biden administration want to use this policy? What problem do they say it solves?
Well, they've been accused of catch and release, which is the phrase that people who want stricter border control use when describing this process of giving them basically a piece of paper to go into the immigration court process and then letting them loose in the United States. And I think what the Biden administration's attempting to do is to make the process a little bit more controlled, ensuring that they can get that family through at least the initial stages in a much more controlled setting.
Expedited removal does sound like it'll make things easier for administration at the border, but lawyers and immigration advocates must see this differently.
Well, from an immigration advocate or defense attorney point of view, the essential thing is that whether they're an individual or a family, get that right to apply for asylum. And everything that I've read from what the Biden administration's put forward suggests that that will be the case.
Right. So explain briefly how the legal constraints and kind of calendar, the time restrictions are actually changing.
The big change here is procedural. It's that the procedure would not be to go into that immigration court backlog first. It would be to go through the asylum office first, with the understanding that a broader core of asylum officers can handle the cases more quickly.
So just to be clear, I mean, this has been tried, expedited removal has been tried before by both Democrat and Republican administrations. How has it worked in the past?
Most of the time, it's actually been used for adults, not families, and for people who are unlikely to claim asylum. And in those cases, it's very speedy. There's no immigration court involvement. It's a matter of days and sometimes hours. You know, using it for families and asylum seekers has always been tricky because you've got to bring in that extra step of the asylum claim and the USCIS officer. And the other thing is you can't by law detain a family for very long. So that first part of the process has to be done very quickly if you want that family to be in detention, or you have to find another setting where you can do that initial credible fear interview with the USCIS asylum officer.
That's Randy Capps in Washington. He's the director of research for U.S. programs at the Migration Policy Institute. Randy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on.